All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, a few days ago, we saw the Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder engage in a trade. And in that trade, the Thunder were able to acquire all-star small forward Paul George while sending guard Victor Oladipo and power forward Domantas Sabonis to Indiana. Now, of course, it came out a few weeks ago when Paul George let the Pacers know that he did not intend to re-sign with the team when he became a free agent next summer. And then this put the onus on Pacers general manager Kevin Pritchard to go out there and make a deal work. Now, of course, the writing was on the wall that the Pacers were getting ready to rebuild. We saw team president Larry Bird resigned recently, and Pritchard was calling the shots. There was a potential deal to send Paul George to the Cleveland Cavaliers, which would have meant that he would have remained in the Central Division, but that fell through. You also saw the likes of the Los Angeles Lakers and Boston Celtics each trying to get the services of George prior to the NBA draft, and those deals fell through. I look at a team like the Celtics like this. Boston has the assets, or had the assets, to make a deal work with the Indiana Pacers. I mean, going into next year's draft, they have their own first-round pick. They made a deal with the Philadelphia 76ers to acquire their first-round pick, and then they have the first-round pick of the Brooklyn Nets next season as well. But if you are the Celtics, you're not going to give up at least one of those picks if Paul George is not going to sign a long-term deal. That is the thing. He's let people know that he wants to play for the Lakers. And, I mean, L.A. had a chance to, you know, get him prior to the draft, but they didn't want to give up the second overall pick to do it. So they may try to simply wait out teams next summer and just get George then. But I look at it like this. If you're Oklahoma City, this is a shot at redemption for Russell Westbrook, their MVP point guard. Of course, Westbrook this past season became the MVP as he averaged a triple-double. But, I mean, you saw the writing on the wall where him and Kevin Durant could not see eye to eye, which ultimately led to Durant leaving to join the Golden State Warriors. And it's this: Westbrook needs the ball in his hands. He's kind of like an Allen Iverson type guy. And the question is, how is he going to be able to function and play with Paul George? And I don't think Paul George is simply going to go there and attempt to rock the boat. Right now, this is Russell Westbrook's team, and he's going to attempt to play off of him. But it's a matter of finding a way for these guys to gel over the next 6 to 8 months if Paul George is going to stay there long term. So that means the onus is going to be on Westbrook, Thunder head coach Billy Donovan, and Thunder general manager Sam Presti. Ultimately, I think Paul George in Oklahoma City is a one-year rental. I think if you are the Pacers, you had to do what you could do to try to get something back for a guy the caliber of Paul George. And the fact that Oklahoma City was only able, or only had to, give up Domantas Sabonis and Victor Oladipo just lets you know that the possibility of him not signing a long-term deal there is very high. So I look at it like this: OKC is trying to do what they can do. They're trying to keep this together with spit and glue after they were eliminated in the first round in the NBA playoffs this year at the hands of the Houston Rockets. But don't expect Paul George to be a member of the Thunder for a very long time. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement at the summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, and have yourselves a wonderful day.